I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio. Original podcasts.
A recurring outdoor pop-up this month featuring women restaurateurs and business owners.
You could literally do all of your shopping at these food fairs.
This week, we focus on the impact of buying local, how you can help, and what you'll get out of the first ever Sisterly Love Citywide Food Fair.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Jill Weber of Jet Wine Bar, Cafe Inez, and Rex 1516, and soon to be a fourth restaurant in South Kensington.
That's right, Sor Inez.
Sor Inez is coming soon. We will
let you know.
We'll come back and talk about it on What's Cooking on another time. But right now, we're talking about the Sisterly Love Citywide Food Fair.
Yes.
Of which you are a host.
I am a host, so organized by Bridget Foy and many of the city's finest female entrepreneurs.
So what is the Sisterly Love Citywide Food Fair?
Well, it is kind of what it sounds like. So it's going to be a gathering every week. I'll just give you the dates. December 5th and 6th, December 11th and 12th.
She means 12th and 13th here.
And December 19th and 20th, we're rotating around the city. So we're going to have markets in Center City, in West Philly, also in Queen Village and Old City. And it's going to be an all-women's event. We're going to have prepared foods. We're going to have jewelry, art, home goods, but all from women, female entrepreneurs.
So the restaurant industry has really suffered in Philadelphia. It seems like, are you helping like female restaurant owners?
We are. I mean, that's part of the idea here. It's everybody needs help right now. And this is one way. We already are helping each other. We're a group of women who talk to each other a lot. We help each other a lot. We enjoy that, you know, and we really, this is one of those, you know, high tide lifts all boats, but we're already collaborating. So it's like, let's have fun while we do it. And let's raise the spirits of the community. This is a tough time. So let's have fun, have these markets, and people want to shop local. They want to shop small. Let's let them shop female too.
So the food fair, is it like hot food or is it like to-go stuff or gift stuff?
It's to-go and gift. So again, you know, COVID regulations, we're following every single one. We're going to be very safe and we want you to, it's going to be prepared foods to take home with you or to gift. And it's going to be gifts to take home with you or to gift. So you can do all your shopping. You could literally do all of your shopping at these food fairs.
What kind of food are we talking about here?
So, for instance, we'll have crawfish pot pie to go. We'll have ramen kits. We'll have fresh pasta package to go. We'll have hot sauces. I know somebody's making a pasta kit. You know, think about some of your favorite female entrepreneurs in the city and what their restaurants would sell, and that's what you're going to find.
Wine, I'm sure.
We will have wine. we'll definitely have wine for you.
Yes. And the money goes to help the restaurant owner?
Yes. Whatever one woman sells, she keeps. So the hosts of the event are not taking a cut. It's just, you got it, you sell it, you know, great, let's help us succeed.
How many people are participating?
Oh, good question. Actually, we're still building that up. About 30 at the moment. So, you know, maybe we'll get to about 50.
Your first location, for example, is it in an open space? Where are you doing the sale?
Right. They're all outdoors. So the very first one, Ellen Yin is the host, and we're doing it in Rittenhouse Square at A Bar, basically, on the corner of 18th and Walnut. And then mine on the 19th is at Jet Wine Bar, Garden, and Streetery. So again, everything outside, everything well-spaced, and it's going to be a nice party-like atmosphere, and maybe somebody will wear a costume. Maybe I'll wear a costume.
What are you going to dress up as?
I heard somebody had like an elf costume. Maybe I don't know.
really getting into the
just something fun. I mean, again, this is a time to be festive, and let's make people happy while they're trying to make other people happy buying gifts.
How has this holiday season? I mean, obviously COVID has really changed everything. Let's take a deep breath and just address that. Do you mind?
No, not at all. I think this is why so many of us have gotten together and are collaborating. I mean, this is not the kind of thing. Yes, we're all capitalists, and yes, we all want to make money, but my God, I mean, we're all suffering, and it's not like it's because, oh, my product is better than yours, that's why you're suffering. No, we're all suffering because there's a pandemic and we don't have the same ability to live our lives as normal. So, you know, if you've got a dine-in restaurant, you're hurting. If you've got, you know, anyone who has a business where people need to actually physically go to it is hurting. And so why not help each other? I mean, that's the perspective. We all have employees. We all have families. So, you know, it's just a nice thing.
Talk to me about the importance of shopping local and where that money goes, because a lot of people are at home in front of their computers, and that's also a part of why the money isn't getting out there.
Right. The money is going to, you know, let's just say Amazon. So the money is going to the big boxes and to the online communities.
And to grocery stores.
And to the grocery stores. It's not getting into your local community. Every business that you do not frequent has employees that they need to pay. And those employees might be your neighbors. Those employees might be your children. Those employees might be your parents or you. So to keep a thriving community, you need to keep the money in the community. And the only way to do that is to spend. Spend your money here. I mean, I understand it's scary to go out and it seems like it's better for you maybe to just mail order. But it's not. I mean, you have to think beyond. And people have been really helpful, right? Some, if you can't go out, there are often people who are willing to say, hey, I'll go get you your groceries. So I think, you know, we rely on each other more right now for just neighborly things, which is wonderful. But I think remember, too, that it's not just, you know, neighborly things like helping out with the picking up mail or shoveling a sidewalk if it ever snows. But it's thinking about keeping your community vibrant. And to keep it vibrant means to keep people walking on the streets and keep things open at night and keep people employed and keep taxes flowing.
And to think about the long game, because I've heard that if we allow the businesses to shut down now and to close for good because they can't make it, they won't be there when the pandemic is over and people want to look for jobs in the spring.
Right, right. So once the springtime comes and hopefully, you know, we're out of this, inshallah, then what? You want to go out to your favorite restaurant? I hope it's there. Or if you want to, you know, you like your gift shop down the street or your favorite boutique store, I hope it's there because they need help too. Everybody who has a physical location in the city needs help.
As a business owner, what is that threshold where you're like, all right, we're making it by, but we're not making a lot, and we're just not making it, and we have to close?
Obviously, it's money, right? I mean, just when does that end? And now that it's getting harder to get a loan, it's getting harder to get government support, all these things, it's just a matter of when your resources run out, really. And, you know, it's such a tough thing because I don't know many business owners who want to close. They've got staff. You know, and it's like, it's not just about, you don't just close your business, close your baby. You have friends and family that work for you. I mean, literally, like restaurant family. And it's not an easy thing to send them away and say you no longer have a job at a time when it's hard to get a job. So it really is about resources, but people right now are stretching. I think going a little further than they would at any other time.
Yeah. So events like this, like the Sisterly Love Citywide Food Fair, that must really get you through. That helps a little bit, gives you a little push.
Oh, it's a huge push because it's really, you know, you can do a large amount of sales in this 2-hour period. So these are going to be every weekend, 12 to 2. And in that time, you can sell, I don't know, you can have 100 customers, let's say. And what a boon to business that is, especially if the rest of the week, nobody's out, streets are dead. You don't have a physical space to sell these goods. I mean, this is really important.
So everybody's coming together. You're setting up your booth a couple of hours and that's it.
That's it, right. So come and go and then have fun with your family and friends.
And it is a place to just get your food gifts, get your food items, shop local, shop female-owned businesses.
Yep, local, small, and female. And some of them are like, if you're at Jet, you can also separately go get some food and drink and we'll have hot wine and all those goodies.
And the hosts are also participating, right?
Yes. So, you know, we're not all participating in every single market, but yeah, there will be some individuals who are participating at various ones. And yeah, so Jet will be selling, you know, River Twice will be selling, Bridget Foy will be selling, Jezebel Carriega, she'll be selling. So, you know, we're all kind of going in between as hosts and also selling at the market.
Is there space on the sidewalk for the number of vendors that are participating?
There will be, because it's the same kind of thing right now. We were able to get permission to close, like, the street lanes for parking. So if you're using the sidewalk, we'll be able to close that parking lane, or vice versa. Open the sidewalk, put things on the parking lane. We'll make sure. Again, we are very concerned about safety, and we're absolutely following all the regulations.
Where can people get more information?
We have a Facebook page. It is Sisterly Love Citywide Food Fair. There's information on there. And we will have a website soon. There's also an Instagram. On Instagram, you can go to at Sisterly Love Food Fair. And there's information there as well.
And pictures?
There are pictures.
All right. Jill Weber, she is one of the hosts of the Sisterly Love Citywide Food Fair, taking place at various locations in Philadelphia, where you can support Philadelphia female-owned entrepreneurs, food businesses, to help them out during this really difficult time.
And thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Happy holidays to you, too.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.